Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum of ABC's You, otherwise known as AB. ABC's You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And this glorious morning, I see a tree and who?
Dustin Johnson.
I have a brother named Justin, and it just came out that way. Dustin, what are you about to embark on?
I'm about to dig a massive hole to put this new Southern live oak in the easement, get us some more shade that's muchly needed.
Awesome! And where are we besides for in historic Kenwood? What's the deal here?
We're in historic Kenwood. I'm on 29th Street, so it's a long 175-foot easement that only has one palm tree right now by itself. So hopefully we'll get some more shade to our streets with this oak.
And what inspired you to do this?
We've been wanting to do it for the longest time and really? Just never seem to be able to pick up a massive tree. And so as soon as someone wants to drop one off, I'm happy to come out here and dig this hole to get it in there. It's nice. Long overdue.
And how long have you lived in historic Kenwood?
21 years.
What?
Yeah.
And I have never talked to you before? This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry. I've only been here 4, but you know I'm all over the place. You've probably seen me around, but I have not talked to Dustin Johnson. All right, so tell me what you love about living in Kenwood.
St.
Pete in general.
From the very first time we moved here, it was just back, 21 years ago, certainly a grown neighborhood, but I just love the community aspect, love the neighbors. I remember when we first moved in, didn't know anybody, but being able to walk next door and go to someone's front porch just to have a drink on a Friday night was great. So we've just stayed here ever since because it's just that sense of, we're near downtown St. Pete, we're near the beaches, but we have more of a sense of community.
So, amazing. And tell me just a little more about your choice of this tree. Do you know anything about how the process went?
I know a little bit about the grant program. A couple rounds ago with another grant, I helped go around dig for other folks, plant their trees. I think it's an awesome idea. My wife and I have always said that we need to shade more streets. The black pavement America is not a friend of ours. So we've always wanted to help shade our street as well. And the selection process came out. We were down for it. We picked a live oak. Even though it drops the leaves, and it's a little bit of a, fun in the fall, rake them all up. On this part of our property, it's going to give us the most amount of shade, biggest umbrella. So we went with that longest lifespan of the other options. So.
Okay. And one last question. Is this your first time digging up a tree and putting it in yourself? Because you're really doing all the work here by yourself. We got teams at every other location I'm going to interview, but you just went solo.
Yeah. No, it's not my first time. I helped last time other people. I've also done a lot of transplants throughout my yard. When I bought the property 20 years ago, there were small trees, orange trees and such, not exactly where I wanted them. So I tend to dig them up and move them instead of getting rid of them. So I'm no stranger to digging holes.
All right. You hear a self-proclaimed tree expert or ABC proclaimed tree expert. You might be too humble to proclaim that, but I'm looking at that hole that you digged by yourself and I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm not here. Okay. Great talking to you, Dustin.
You
Thank
too.
You so much.
Thanks.